said we could.
Stay in the light.
Velvet liner.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Born and raised in Edmonton, Alberta, Danielle Lowe is a 15-year-old country music artist who is about to release her debut CD, Off Limits. She's the only singer in Edmonton's history to win all three major vocal competitions as a junior in the same year. Those competitions are Futures Fest, Country Vocal Spotlight, and Northern Star. She also puts her time and talent towards helping many charitable organizations. With the release of her debut album, Danielle is set to climb the country music charts and win over a whole bunch of fans. It's my pleasure to welcome Danielle Lowe to the show. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
I'm really great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's my pleasure, and a big thank you to your mom as well, Vicky, for helping set things up and getting our music, which we're going to share on the show. Now, your CD debut release party is just a week away, a week tonight. How does that feel, knowing that's coming up and you're going to have a chance to share all the new songs?
Well, I'm so excited. The fact that it's a week away is crazy because I remember we were talking about, oh, yeah, we have 2 months, you know, 2 whole months to get ready, and now it's like, bam, a week, and I'm like, whoa. But it's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to it a ton. So,
I'll bet. Now, on the CD, I know that you do a lot of your own songwriting. On the CD, how much of it is your own songwriting, and how many are songs that you've recorded of others?
Well, there's 10 songs on the CD, and 7 of the songs are ones that I wrote or co-wrote, and 3 of them were pitched from other writers to my producer, Maddie McKay. 2 of them, Cute Boy and Off Limits, the release, are from Carolyn Dawn Johnson, who she wrote with Danielle Joy Leverett and Brian Dean Mather. And Never Say Never on the album is a co-write from Victoria Banks and Kevin Savagar.
Isn't that wonderful? And I know that you're a big fan of Victoria Banks, so it must be really cool to have one of her songs on your CD.
Yeah, I'm honored to have gotten a song from her. I think she's an amazing songwriter, and I really admire her talents.
Yeah, she has done so well, winning the CCMA Female Vocalist of the Year and Songwriter of the Year last year. We were talking before about some of her songs that you like to cover. Do you want to share a few of those? Because I know most of our listeners will know those songs, of course.
Yeah, one of her songs I really like to sing is The Wheel. I play that one on guitar all the time at events. And a duet that I did with another singer friend of mine, is Don't Leave the Leavin' Up to Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
song.
Those
are two of my favorite ones from her.
Yeah, she's terrific. And her new album, of course, has just come out as well around the same time as yours, which is really cool.
Yeah.
The songwriting aspect of things, Danielle, as we mentioned, you're big into songwriting. When did you first get into that? When did sort of that first begin for you and you wrote your first song?
Well, actually, I wrote my first song with my mom.
Oh, nice.
It was, I think, about 3 years ago. I wrote it for the junior competition of Country Vocal Spotlight. It was called, Why Couldn't I Just Be Me? So that was the first song I ever wrote. It's pretty hokey, but we had a lot of fun with it, and I was pretty young, so. But from then,
yeah.
I've written many others.
Now, have you noticed your songwriting improving? I mean, you're still very young. You're just 15, and it keeps getting better and better and better. But so far, have you noticed from your first song till the songs on this album a good improvement in the craft of writing for you?
Yeah, definitely. when I look back at that song, the first one we wrote, and like kind of my more recent ones, it's a huge difference. And you know, I'm learning every day, and recording the album has taught me a lot about songwriting, and I hope to become even better.
Now, what's it like being in the studio? Of course, before this, you performed in contests, talent competitions and that, but actually going into the studio and having to get the song just right, and you're not in front of a live crowd and all that, what is that like recording it in the studio?
I had a lot of fun recording in the studio. You know, watching everyone record the instruments and just being a part of the whole process was tons of fun and a great experience for me. And I really enjoy recording, and I think it's, you know, it's something that I love. I love singing, so it's definitely kind of almost a relaxing thing for me.
Right. Probably feels like a second home.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, a lot of people wonder sometimes the role of a producer, because, you know, we all know what a singer does because that's something that we listen to all the time, but we hear the word music producer, but can you sort of give us some insight into the role of your producer and as far as what they did to sort of bring out the best in you?
Yeah, Maddie McKay is my producer. He's the lead guitarist on Gord Bamford's band. Maddie is an amazing producer and musician, and he brought out the best in my songs, and he would change one little thing, and it would be like, oh my God, like, that makes it sound 100 times better. And I'm really fortunate for that, because I'm really happy with the product.
And when you're in the studio, do you end up singing a song 3 or 4 times or even more till you get it right?
Yeah, we take it around 4 or 5 times, I would think. And, you know, we just run through it, and then if we need any other parts taken again, we'll do those. But if you have a really good run, sometimes it takes more, sometimes it takes less. It really just depends on the song.
Sure.
And how I'm singing.
Definitely. Now, of these 10 songs, and this is always a hard question to answer, because all the songs, I'm sure, are your favorites for different reasons, but is there one song on the CD that stands out to you as a favorite, either because maybe it's high energy or maybe because it's got a personal message for you?
Well, Off Limits, the one we released, is definitely probably one of my favorites. That's probably why I wanted to release it first. But one song on the album called Dear Mom that I wrote for my mom, I really like that one. Probably just because it means a lot to me, and hopefully it means a lot to her too. And I feel really happy that I wrote that for her, so that's definitely one of my favorites as well. And, you know, I love all the songs. It's like you said, it is a little hard to pick my fave.
Now, on the subject of the song you talked about for your mom, when we've had Victoria Banks on, we talked about her, of course, one of your heroes. She likes to write songs, a lot of hers, that have those kind of personal messages and songs that other people can relate to and be touched by. So that obviously is something you like to do as well, have something in your songs that your listeners can identify with and maybe feel some emotion from.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's... you know, if you have a song or more than one song on your album that lots of people can connect with, I think it, you know, it gives you even a better chance of people liking your music because they can connect. Dear Mom is one that probably, hopefully, a lot of people can connect with. And another one that I wrote called Daddy's Little Girl, you know, people always say you should write about things that you know about. So I wrote this one to take a lighthearted look at the relationship between dads and their daughters. Because obviously I have a dad and I would know a lot about it. And I think a lot of people could relate to that as well.
So that is good songwriting advice right there. And I'll often ask guests for some tips for those listening. And that's great to write what you know, because if you're trying to, I guess, make something up, then it's not going to be as real as something that you live through.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to write about stuff you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what you've done. Now, this is the first song we're going to play. I think you mentioned that this is one that Carolyn Don Johnson had a hand in co-writing the song Off Limits. What appealed to you most about it when you heard the demo?
Well, I really liked the fact that it was, you know, upbeat and fun. I love singing those types of songs. The message, well, not the message, but, you know, the story kind of behind the song is really, you know, it's really cute and funny, I thought. So that's definitely why I really liked that one.
Yeah, it's a great song and a great one to release to radio so that people can get an idea of sort of the fun energy you can put in a song. And it definitely stands out because it's very, very catchy. So we're going to share this now. We're speaking with Danielle Lowe. She's joining us on the line from Edmonton, Alberta. We're going to come back and talk about a bunch more about the CD and about her career. But first, this is Danielle Lowe and Off Limits on In the Country. Alberta's Danielle Lowe, and that is her brand new song, Off Limits. It's also the title track to her debut CD, which is about to be released. And in fact, the CD release party coming up next week. Now, your mom was telling me earlier, Danielle, about the great cause and the important cause right now that some of the proceeds are going to go towards.
Yeah, just a couple days ago when Slave Lake had their whole town has been burnt down, and you know, I've been watching the news about it and hearing about it, and it's terrible. You know, it's tragic how, you know, someone so close to my city has, you know, this tragedy happened. So we're donating 25% of all the ticket sales to the relief fund, and we're going to ask the guests who come to bring, you know, an item, whether it's like a jacket or sheets or towels or linens and stuff, to donate.
That is a great thing to do, and it it shows that music and helping out go hand in hand so many times.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I'm able, you know, to use my voice to give back to the community.
That's terrific, and I'll encourage our listeners to head to your website, daniellelowe.com, and they can see some great videos of you there performing a variety of songs. There's your bio there and other information they can check out. And as you were just talking about charitable organizations and helping out, you also, among other organizations, you helped out Little Warriors with a song you wrote and recorded called Jesse. Can you tell us about that song and Little Warriors?
I think it's a couple years now. I was singing at a meeting, and a lady was introducing the Little Warriors to this room of people. And I was only, 12 back then, so I was still young, and, you know, I didn't know a lot about Little Warriors and kind of what their cause is. So I was listening to the lady talk about the statistics and all the facts about child sexual abuse. And I couldn't believe it. And so that's when my mom and I decided to write the song called Jesse. And we gave it to the founder of Little Warriors. Her name's Glory Meldrum. And she fell in love with it. And she said she wanted to raise money to get it professionally recorded. So we did that. And then after that, I was able to sing it at many events that Little Warriors put on. And, you know, we've heard so many stories of Glory saying, yeah, like, people have come in and we've played the song for them and they've just, you know, cried and said, like, wow. And I feel so fortunate that, you know, I've been able to give people that feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, again, to take your music to that level. It's more than a song now. Now it's actually helping people heal, and it's bringing awareness to something very important.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I've been able to do that.
That's awesome, Danielle. Now, we talked about Victoria Banks before. Do you want to share with us a few more of your influences, those people from the music world that you look up to and enjoy listening to, and maybe they've taught you a thing or two?
Well, Carrie Underwood is another one of my favorite artists. I really enjoy singing her music as well. Many artists like Miranda Lambert, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, Carolyn Don Johnson I also look up to a lot. One More Girl, I really like their music. Rascal Flatts, I enjoy tons of their music. And Brett Kissel, I really like his songs too.
And Brett is going to be with you at your CD release party next week.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough. He's going to come down and be my special guest.
Oh, that's great. Those are great influences, and among them, they've got so many hit songs. Is there a favorite song you like to cover, a popular song we might know these days or even going back a few years, that you enjoy performing at your shows?
Well, Carrie Underwood, I sing quite a few of hers, you know, Flat on the Floor and Undo It, Cowboy Casanova. Those three I really like singing. One that I've sang for probably about 4 years now, and I've always gotten a good response from it when I sing, is Martina McBride one, When God-Fearing Women Get the Blues.
Oh, yeah, that's
I have
a great
tons
one.
Of fun singing that one, too.
That's a fun song for sure. How do you feel when you're performing on stage and you've got a big crowd or a medium-sized crowd, whatever number of people? How does that feel? Do you feel pretty excited performing that way?
Yeah, I love performing so much, you know, whether it's in front of a crowd of 10 people or 1,000 people, you know, I still get the exhilaration of performing. And, you know, it's something I probably couldn't live without.
Definitely. It's a high in a way, isn't it? It's like you just get this thrill from the feedback and just being up there.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to ask you too, Danielle, about duets. If you were to, when you do your next CD, your future project, and have an opportunity to do some more recording, does anybody come to mind, even on any grand scheme, even if you could dream as much as possible, who would you love to record a song with?
Well, like I said, Carrie Underwood is a huge fan of mine, and it would be an honor to perform with her or record with her. It would also be incredible if I was ever able to write with Victoria Banks or perform with her. I think that she's an amazing songwriter and performer, and like I said, I look up to her a lot. You know, any artist like Taylor Swift or Miranda or any of them that I, you know, named off to you before would be incredible.
Definitely. What about from another genre of music? Maybe something a little different. So if we took you singing with your country way, is there somebody from the pop world that you could see yourself working with?
Well, I have covered a few pop songs. You know, a couple of my YouTube videos, I sing Who Says by Selena Gomez, and I've done Rollin' in the Deep by Adele.
Love that song.
Yeah, I do too. If I was ever to work with anyone from the pop genre, I wouldn't really know, I guess. That's a tough one because, you know, I've listened to country music for all my life, and that's what's on the radio at home and in the car. So that's a tough answer for me.
Sure, no, that's
any
great.
Of them.
Yeah, no, that's great, and it's great to know your country roots go that deep. That's terrific. Now, we're going to turn to another song from your album, Danielle, and this one's called Daddy's Little Girl. And you talked a bit about it before. Can you share a little more about the writing on it, and then we'll share it with all our listeners?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, I've gotten lots of advice from other writers and people, and they say, you know, it's easy to write about something that you know a lot about. And for my dad, I'm his little girl. I'm the youngest one. So I wrote a song about, you know, it takes a lighthearted look at the relationship between a dad and his daughter. And, you know, I guess I would know about that. So so I wrote Daddy's Little Girl.
Terrific. Well, let's share it now. This is Danielle Lowe and Daddy's Little Girl on In the Country. Country artist Danielle Lowe and a song off her brand new CD. The song is called Daddy's Little Girl, and the CD is Off Limits. You can learn more about her at daniellelowe.com, and the CD release party coming up on May 24th, a week tonight. I wanted to ask you were talking before, Danielle, about writing songs with your mom. Do you come from a musical family?
Well, no, actually, I don't. A lot of people ask me this, and, you know, I always feel kind of weird when I say it, but none of my family members are really musical. My grandpa, who passed away a few years ago, he was probably the most musical of my family. He played a quarter vox, and
okay.
He sang, and he wrote some music and stuff, but other than that, not really.
Well, that's great. You're sort of blazing this trail for the family. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What about advice for other young people, Danielle, people who, you know, kids, boys and girls around your age, what kinds of things could you suggest to them to help them get into music and maybe try to pursue a CD like you've done?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, always follow your dreams. So if music is something that's really important to you, I mean, go for it. You know, get into lessons, try and get events and gigs, you know, really, like, focus hard. You know, one thing that I've had to do is I've given up a lot for the past few years now to, you know, make this my career. And as much as that could be hard for some kids, you know, it's worth it to me because music is extremely important to me and I love it. And like I said, it's something I couldn't live without. And so any advice that I can give is if it means a lot to you and you love it, then, you know, put your all into it and go for it.
That's great advice. And do you have to be able to take some criticism, constructive criticism, of course? Do you have to be able to listen if somebody maybe critiques a song and gives you a suggestion, an expert, of course? Do you have to be able to sort of take that and understand that's important?
Yeah, definitely criticism or constructive criticism is one part of music and singing. But, you know, don't ever, like, if you ever get offended or anything, don't take it to heart. Obviously, they only want to help. And,
right.
You know, I try and learn as much as I can from any criticism or constructive criticism that I receive.
Exactly, and that's the best way to do it. You learn from it, you take a suggestion, and you improve on it if need be. As we're getting set to wrap up here, Danielle, I just wanted to congratulate you for those three major vocal competitions you won all in the same year, which is a record, Futures Fest, Country Vocal Spotlight, and Northern Star. How did that feel, taking that three sweep?
Well, thank you very much. It felt amazing. I mean, when I won the Country Vocal Spotlight, the overall. I honestly didn't expect it at all. It was a huge surprise to me, and I was, like, it was incredible. I was up there on stage, I was speechless. but it was an amazing feeling, and I'm really fortunate that I won. I was able to go down to Nashville, and I got to have kind of like a tour for a week around Nashville, and I was able to compete.
Nice.
In a competition down in Pigeon Forge, the NACMIA competition. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I was able to do that too.
Well, that's great, Danielle. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. The CD is Off Limits, your debut album with the CD release party coming up on May 24th. Thanks again for coming on. It's been great sharing the music and great to have a chance to finally talk with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Been a pleasure, and a thank you to your mom again, to Vicky, for helping out. It's been terrific, and I'm sure we'll be doing this again in the future. Once again,
yeah,
my guest
great.
Today has been Danielle Lowe on the line from Edmonton, Alberta. Been a true pleasure speaking with her. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here.